The highly controversial ultra-conservative activist Ladislav Batora has announced he's leaving his post at the Education Ministry. Earlier this year, his stint at the ministry became a source of upheaval on the Czech political scene that almost brought down the government. With backing from his boss, the Education Minister, and even from President Václav Klaus, Mr. Batora was allowed to stay at the ministry in return for a promise he would stay away from politics. But on Friday, Ladislav Batora told reporters he was quitting as he was no longer willing to keep that promise and wanted to be actively engaged in public life. On the line now is political commentator Jiří Pehe. Hello and thank you for joining us. So, Mr. Pehe, first of all, why do you think Ladislav Batora stepped down now when the pressure on him from within the coalition as well as the NGO sector seemed to be waning?
Well, I think that Mr. Batora has realized that his tenure at the Ministry of Education has brought to him a lot of attention, which he can now use for political objectives, and the usefulness of his staying at the ministry has outlived itself. So I think it's a political move on his part. He has gained a lot of visibility, and this is also, I think, what the purpose of this whole project was.
During his appearance in front of the media today, Mr. Batora hinted he might be involved in the establishment of a new political party which could rely on the support of President Václav Klaus. In your opinion, is that the most likely scenario?
Well, I think that Mr. Batora knows what he's doing. He's certainly leaving the ministry because he has another project in mind. We have to wait and see what the party that he wants to establish will be all about and who will actually support it. But certainly Mr. Batora spent several months at the ministry with the purpose of gaining visibility, and this I think has been achieved now, and I fully expect him to become politically active now.
What is your estimate of potential voter support for such a party that would be probably conservative, Catholic and anti-European?
I think that a party like that will be a difficult project in the Czech Republic. We have seen in the past that Czech voters are not entirely convinced that an extreme right party or a very nationalistic party is what they want to support. So I think that a party like that will have a difficult time, even with possible support coming from the president of the country. But we have to, again, we have to wait and see. We know that projects that could be compared to what Mr. Batora has in mind has succeeded in Hungary, Slovakia, Poland, and perhaps something like that may happen in the Czech Republic as well.
That was political analyst Jiří Pehe. Thank you very much and goodbye.
Thank you.
We'll be, of course, closely following any developments concerning Ladislav Batora and President Václav Klaus.